first coach in the teleconference is Michigan's Brady Hoke. The Wolverines are 1-0 in conference, 5-0 overall, and ranked 18th in the Associated Press poll and 16th in the USA Today coaches poll. Michigan plays at Penn State on Saturday, a 5 p.m. game to appear on ESPN. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Well, thanks, Scott. You know, it was overall pretty pleased with how we came out off the bye week in practice and how we played, and we have to do a better job in some things in third down, getting off the field defensively. I think for us, you know, we've got a two-game season because the next bye comes around, and we go to a place that is one of the great places to play college football, and it's a great environment. You know, Coach O'Brien, Bill's done an outstanding job, and I tell you, he's a very good football coach, and we'll have our hands full up at Penn State.
All right, thanks, Coach. Let's go to questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes to the line of Joe Giuliano with the Philadelphia Inquirer.
Good morning, Coach. I just was wondering your impressions of Penn State's freshman quarterback, Christian Hackenberg. What have you seen on film that impresses you about him?
Well, you know, I think it starts with he's grown every game. And, you know, when you see a guy's, you know, his body language and how he handles himself, I think it's very impressive. Obviously, his skill sets, you know, he's got a great arm, and I think within the offense he does a nice job, and he'll be somebody that we need to contend with. I have a lot of respect for Christian and how he plays the game.
One more, Coach, if I may. I heard you say something yesterday, and I didn't get it quite exactly about Christian and his commitment to Penn State after the sanctions came out. Would you mind repeating that, please?
I didn't say anything yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I saw something on Twitter that said you appreciated the young man's commitment to Penn, keeping his commitment to Penn State.
Well, I do. Believe me, I really do.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Uh huh.
Your next question comes from the line of Jonathan Schopp with Spartan Nation.
Hey, Coach, when you look at Hackenberg, does he look like a real freshman quarterback, or have freshman quarterbacks now, or are they much more prepared than they were maybe 10, 15 years ago to play at this level?
Jonathan, I think they are more prepared earlier. I think with 7-on-7s and everything that is going on with, basically AAU and the different 7-on-7 teams, I think there's been more of an opportunity for guys to go out and, you know, throw all summer long. I think he looks very composed. I think he has handled different situations very well. When you look at, you know, what he did last weekend down in Bloomington, you look, you know, the yardage and the three touchdowns. He's only thrown 4 interceptions during the course of the year, and his first time playing, you know, Big Ten football. So there's a lot of things that impress me about him, how he moves up in the pocket, and, you know, I think he throws a great football.
And, Coach, you mentioned 7-on-7. There's a lot of concern around the country that it could be a parasitic agent to the game. What are your impressions of 7-on-7? Are you concerned about them, and is that something that needs to be a little more tightly regulated?
Yeah, I think our association, you know, we've talked about this, and I think to some degree there is a concern. And I think, you know, the high school coaches, which I think are so important, when you talk about the loyalty and the development of kids, I hope that they can still stay grounded and involved in the 7-on-7s.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg with ESPN.com.
Hey, Brady, what do you need to see from Jake in practice to kind of allow you to be confident about him going out there and playing at some point?
Well, I think there's a lot that we want to see, and a lot that, you know, we want to make sure how he feels, you know. And, you know, we obviously don't want to do too much too early. You know, this is a long-term process for him and for us. So, you know, we'll keep our conversations, him and I will, and I want to be more cautious because I know that's best for the kid.
And you mentioned the second bye week coming up for you in a few weeks. Do you like that? Do you not like that? Does it break up rhythm at all? I know.
I don't know. I don't know if you know until after the bye weeks. I know the first one hit for us as a team at the right time for a lot of different reasons. So, but you know, you're more equipped to make a decision or an answer that until after the bye week's gone by.
Thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein with Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Coach, I was also going to ask sort of about Jake Ryan, but how about the guys who've played in his place, Byer and Gordon? What have you seen from them?
Well, I think they both have done nice jobs when you look at you know, the flexibility that you have when you have both guys who can play with their hand on the ground, similar to what Jake does sometimes for us, and then also being in space and or being a primary support guy on the line of scrimmage as a true outside backer. So I think both those guys have done a nice job.
All right, thanks.
Your next question comes from the line of Todd Jones with the Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Brady, I was wondering, after several weeks of the season now, if you could just assess your defense as a whole. What do you like that they've shown, and whether you want to see some improvement in that unit?
Yeah, well, I think in all areas there needs to be improvement. I think we need to play a little tighter sometimes coverage-wise. I think our communication, we've had some breakdowns with that. We did last weekend. When you talk about not getting out leveraged from an offense, I think we've got to do a better job of tackling than we've done. And all those things, you know, are things that we've got to continue to make improvement if we're going to be a good football team.
And just as a follow-up, whenever it is that Jake does return, what intangibles does he bring other than his obvious skill level? He can come back healthy.
Yeah, number one, I think, is playmaking. He has a unique talent for making plays, unorthodox at times, but he makes them. His competitiveness and how hard he plays.
Thank you.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Brandon Folsom with SB Nation.
Coach, obviously I don't want you to give away the game plan on defense this weekend, but I was wondering how you're going to tackle a guy like Allen Robinson as far as covering him. Are you going to line him up straight up maybe with a guy like Blake Connors? Are you going to use a committee, or how are you going to handle him?
Well, you know, they put him in a lot of different positions. So, you know, when you're playing zone, it is what it is. Playing man, you'll match up a little bit. But, you know, he's a very talented football player, and he makes it look so effortlessly out on the field. So we've got a lot of respect for him, and, you know, you've got to get pressure on the quarterback to help the guys in the back end, and it's truly got to be a team effort.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, we have time for one more question for Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
All right, Coach, looks like you're all set. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.